Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman, Michael Jackson, and can you believe 5 years later, he's still relevant, absolutely still relevant. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, we're almost over the hump, Relationship Wednesday. Again, celebrating the life of Michael Jackson. Big up, MJ. Man, 5 years, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. Tonight, we are discussing a situation that kind of turned in the opposite direction, probably what people expected. A murder or tragic accident. There was a toddler left in a vehicle last week in Georgia where dad was supposed to drop the kid off at the daycare, went to work, came back to the car at lunch, just a tragic situation, only to find his toddler dead. from the heat. He forgot to drop him off at daycare. You know, a mistake is how we thought it was going to be dealt with. But now, unfortunately, you know, what sounded like a tragic accident, you know, is being treated today as a horrific intentional crime. Not sure how anyone could intentionally leave a child in the car, or not sure how someone would think that someone deliberately did that. That's our topic tonight, murder or tragic accident of the toddler left in the car. But first, all the way live from Plant City, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up, Mama?
Happy hump day. How is everybody doing?
Almost over the hump. Doing well. Yes. Doing well.
Yes. And I really can't believe it's been 5 years since Michael Jackson passed. He is
5 years.
He's in everyone's music, whether it's rock, whether it's pop, whether it's, you know, some other sort of influence. You can talk to those artists and they will say that Michael Jackson in some way, shape, form, or fashion influenced what they did and influenced, you know, their career and their past. So,
yo, it's like still here. I heard his song in a car commercial. I heard the new song in a car commercial the other day. Yo, Michael Jackson's chilling in Beverly Hills. At least his spirit is anyway, right? Hey, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up. Save James. Welcome to the show, brother.
Save-o.
We can't hear you.
Really? On the board and we can't hear you?
Yeah, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
No, I had to join on mute. My bad. My bad. I had my own joint on mute because I was having some background noise going on and I didn't want that to interfere with
it's happened to the best
your,
of
with,
us. The best
with
of
your
us.
Wonderful soliloquy that you had over there, so you know, try to be considerate. But yeah, what's going on? It's cracking. It's right beat season, y'all. You know,
no doubt.
It's hot out there now. And, we be celebrating Mike's life, man. You know, his birthday's in the summertime, and his going away was in the summertime. So it's no good way to both celebrate the life of him, man. You should have like a 2 month party. Or a month and a half party from day he passed back to his birthday.
Hey, we might not be able to do a 2 month party here, but let's maximize this hour. Let's roll into some more Michael Jackson. We'll come right back. Get the topic popping. Michael Jackson died today, 2009. Can you believe it? 5 years later. We'll be right back. Team Hum Radio Live.
Madison, keeping them here on TM Prime and Radio, celebrating the life of Michael Jackson musically, where you are, one of my all-time favorites, got me in here doing the two-step, woo, Save James on the wheels, on the boards, TM Hyman, your girl Hot Chocolate. It is Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, as we call it, and tonight we are discussing an unfortunate, very tragic incident that took place in Georgia where a toddler was left in a car seat in the vehicle that the temperatures were beyond sweltering, windows up, and unfortunately father comes out on his lunch break and had forgotten, as the story is reported, to drop the child off at daycare and came out and found the infant dead. The charges, I don't really find them surprising, only because the frequency of this happening is increasing, and the negligent, the unconscious negligence, if that's a permissible phrase for me to use, just makes it, I think, something that you have to put those type of charges on. There has to be some sort of accountability for that child when that child is in your care. And as a parent myself, knowingly, I can't say that, you know, when my sons were younger, I didn't run out of the house as, you know, we're leaving for school and I shut the door without, you know, oh my gosh, the baby or the child or, okay, yes, like something to that effect, but not a whole work shift from, we'll say, the time that you clock in and you're leaving in the morning to go to work to the time that you go to lunch. On average, that's 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I think the interesting part here and why this thing has kind of turned is, you know, we are not really understanding the scenario. And the child was 22 months. His name was Cooper. The daycare was located in the same office where he worked.
Wait a minute.
No.
That's no excuse right there. Probably is an excuse.
That's just that much worse.
Daycare is reportedly located at the Home Depot office where Mr. Harris works.
Not looking good, homie.
We've heard about situations like this before where children have been left for whatever reason, you know, job interview, running into the grocery store, you know, for whatever reason, lock my keys.
Lil Wayne concert.
Ridiculous stuff, right? 80 degrees, it's Georgia, it's the summertime. You know, it topped 92 degrees in the vehicle that day, but it was 88 degrees when the child was pronounced dead. I think there are mistakes. I think, you know, things happen. However, the daycare was right there at the job.
At the job. There's no excuse. Even if it was for a few quick moments, oh, gosh, I left the kid in the car. And I'm at the door with my hand on the door. I haven't even clocked in or done anything like that. That, to me, okay, is excusable. It happens. Not a whole half of a work shift on the same property. The scenario that I was running through my mind is, okay, they leave from the house. He's driving past the daycare. Something happens where he gets distracted and doesn't stop at the daycare and just keeps going to his job and then just goes in. Maybe the child is asleep and it's quiet. Maybe that's the scenario. Not we're both going to the same place and I'm supposed to be getting you out of the car seat when I get out of the car, too, because we're going into the same place.
Yeah. It's all speculation as far as, you know, this platform goes, but it's just interesting. I mean, clearly, you know, I think when he went back to the car, you know, per witness account, you know, the father was clearly distraught, asking, you know, what have I done? I mean, but lunchtime, you haven't thought about your child?
You can't think about it, right? cocaine, it ain't smack you upside the head yet. Like, wait a minute. I was supposed to do something.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, you have to totally, you know, be distraught thinking about something, you know, way serious, like maybe, you know, you're about to lose your job if you don't finish a project. You're under a lot of stress. But I'm thinking you knew you put the child in the car. Or did he? You know, did his wife put the child in the car? You know, baby.
Doesn't matter,
you know, I'm trying to make sense of it.
Now I can dig it. I mean, I hear you coming from China. You're trying to give another perspective to the story. But it's like, dude, once you said that the child care center is in the same facility he clocks in at, all the excuses are out the window to me. All of them.
To me, too.
Yeah, it's hard to rebound from that.
It's really hard to get around that glaring fact, something that blatant. It's hard to get around that one. I mean, I sympathy points are out the window now towards this dude because of that. You know, daycare on the way, daycare on the other side of town, I get it. Now I don't even get it, but it's still like, okay, maybe, you know, permissible to a certain extent. You're still supposed to be on top of your responsibilities as a father. As a relatively, I don't know if this is how many kids he has, but you got to pay special attention to these kids when they're that age anyway. 22 months? They're not even 2 years old yet. They still can't even fully form sentences, and, you know, there's still two-syllable words all they can speak.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? It's like, come on. You really have to pay an extra close eye to the child, especially at that age, until they're able to verbally communicate, you know, effectively, to say the least. No sympathy points here, man.
Nah. I mean, unfortunately, I can't even... You know, the timeline itself, you know, you're talking 8:30 in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Pulling into the job, you know, talking about lunchtime, but it wasn't until like 4:16 in the afternoon, you know, that he's now asking for help, you know, for this child. That's like, I mean, that's a long time.
That's, come on, man. Yo, it's like, you know, I can't even put it in words. Like I said, I have nothing to say about it.
And
this is difficult because I'm thinking possibly this could happen to anyone, but, I mean, it shouldn't. It shouldn't just happen, you know, to anyone.
I mean, if nothing else, it's in Georgia, and it's in the summertime, 9 times out of 10, you should leave your windows cracked.
Yeah.
Just to keep some ventilation in. Just, you know, I mean, just little subtle things like that would have, could have made a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let's go to the
phone. Maybe could have woke up hot and hungry and wet or something like that, and somebody would have noticed, what the hell is this baby doing in the car by itself? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Then that could have been a whole other outcome. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, the summertime, I lived in Georgia for 7 years. You've been out there before, so you know how
yeah.
hot it gets.
Yeah, I lived there. It's
you know what I'm saying?
It can get hotter than Florida.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even if you know you're not going to walk into an air-conditioned, cool car at the end of the day, you at least leave the windows cracked to kind of get some kind of flow in there so it's not so thick of hot air stuffed in that car. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just little things like that could have had a whole other outcome. We could have been calling him a dumbass for leaving a kid in there with the windows cracked and him not knowing versus a straight buffoon for not even remembering and locking everything up. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, B. I have nothing.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're going to go to the phones. Area code 706 the last four is 4258. 706-4258. Tell us your name when you're calling from.
Yes, hey. My name is Tiffany. I'm from Georgia.
Hey, Tiffany. Thanks for calling. What's your comment
tonight? Georgia.
Hi. You guys forgot one aspect of the story.
Help us out.
He had breakfast with the child that morning.
Forget about it.
Tiffany, that just made me even more angry.
Well, let Tiffany get her point out. Go ahead and finish your point, Tiffany.
Well, I mean, I was like you guys. I thought, well, oh, my God, he did not do that on purpose. He was busy. But when that when the charges came out, it's like, whoa, something's up. I thought maybe the mother may have said something, but it came out, I think, yesterday that he breakfast with the baby like 5 minutes prior to him getting out the car going to work at Chick-fil-A. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta, you know what, Tiff, you know what I'm gonna do thanks to this comment that you made? I gotta go in the recesses and go find a soundbite of Beavis and Butthead with him saying, "You dumbass." I gotta find that for conversations like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about something that's very, very serious, yet very interesting. Something's going on here that I hope come out because something stinks. Murder or tragic accident with the toddler left in the hot car in Georgia. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. In the midst, we're celebrating the life of Michael Jackson. You're in tune to TM Highland Radio Live. We'll be right back. It's 9:21.
You ever want something that you know you shouldn't have? The more you know you shouldn't have it, the more you want it. And then one day, you get it. Just like my girl, when she's around, I just feel so good. So good. Right now, I just feel cold. So cold. Right down to my bones. Ain't no sunshine.
July 18th to the 20th. It's No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Back, TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Mike Jack, PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Word.
You already know what it is. Those are just for the record. I only give the free pap smears to the PYTs. All right, that's it. No, 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 no hood boogers.
Big.
And the winner of the side boob contest.
The winner of the side boob contest gets the complimentary patch me on me. Complimentary. Yeah, it's about 9:30, man. We halfway through the show right now. We're still going to kind of wrap up this topic that we got going here to fam, TM Hyman Radio. We got TM Hyman, myself, Shave James, and Melted Chocolate over there.
I'll be melted until after No Sleep South Beach.
I can dig it. I already know what it is. She's going to be saucy chocolate after that. Call her saucy chocolate that Friday night, B.
Yes.
Big.
All right. Yo, we're talking about this absent-minded father that left a toddler car, 88 degrees, up to 92 that day in Georgia. You know, initially I think there was sympathy. Oh, wow, a father, you know, left a child. He, you know, off the work, busy, you know. But as Tiffany, who just called in prior to the last break, thank you, Tiffany from Georgia, for checking in. You know, she said we were missing one thing, and so. The father had breakfast with the child earlier that morning. And so there's a disconnect somewhere. Something doesn't right. make sense, and that's why this thing has taken such a turn. Initially, it was thought to be a mistake, but the order of events, the timeline, just doesn't make sense for the circumstance. You know, murder or tragic accident, is the question. We want to hear from you. A few minutes left in the show, 917-889-3926. I try hard not to judge, specifically in a situation like this, where clearly the father's grieving, period. You know, period, he's grieving. But what happened? What was the mind state? We've heard nothing about the mother yet. What's the story?
Yeah, that doesn't add up. Normally,
yeah.
Moms would be wilding out right now if their baby goes out on some negligent tip like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Normally, in a normal situation, they'd be wilding out. So, yeah, that does ring an alarm right there.
Yeah, just something doesn't smell right with this particular story. And so we hope that they get down to the bottom of it. In the state of Georgia, unfortunate situation, again, dealing with a child. But folks, raise your consciousness. It's hot. You know, it's hot. Be mindful that it's hot. Don't leave the kids in the car, period, ever, for no reason, period.
At all. Not even for a few minutes. It's way too hot.
Am I making beats back there?
Not me. I got a beat machine, but I'm not using
it. I got a beat back there, son.
I got a beat machine, but I'm not using it. It's 9:33 here on the East Coast, 6:33 on the West Coast. Hey, if you see Joe Smith anywhere out there on the West Coast, anybody.
Yo, hey, forget about that, man. It's a lost cause, B.
Hey,
I think homie was high up and he called
in. What
are
you talking about? Tell my friend that I said what's up. I don't know what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Tell my friend.
I think homie was high.
I said what's
when he
up.
Called in and you can agree to do certain things.
From us with the side eye is what you can do. Hey.
Hey,
I mean, I give him back and anything if I ever meet him. He got that Bulls jersey for me. You know, I rock out with homie all day. I'm just saying, just on the strength of his word so far. You know, it don't check out to me.
Yeah, we ain't never get
well,
our
we like people to do what they say they're going to do. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, that's my dude, Joe Smith. Tell him TMZ said, what up?
Joe Beast.
Hey, we got adult conversation coming up in a few minutes. It's Michael Jackson's celebration of life, if you will. Hey, MJ still most relevant, most respected. I'll tell you something, though. I started to pay attention. You know, y'all seen these, like, bugged out, you know, little fake pictures of the nose falling off and stuff like that, right? So it caused me to pay attention to the timeline of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
I went all the way back to where it was a clear African-American nose.
Oh, yeah.
And then I followed the nose. And see, I didn't even realize that the nose had been altered way before we knew it had been altered.
Yes.
I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even pay attention, but if you follow the nose, you will see that that nose was broken. Like when he hit MTV, when MTV became big, the nose had already been altered.
Yeah, it was already a rap. I think the last time he had his own actual nose was the appearance at, I think it was American Bandstand when they was on dance, when they did Dance Machine. Mike killed the robot on that joint.
I think that was the last, check
me on that. But I want to say that was the last official showing of the full wide nose.
Well, I don't know about that performances, but I do know about records. If you go back and you look at record covers, you will be able to tell the era in which the nose shifted. It was very distinctive, very distinctive from one record to the next record.
The nose shifted from Off the Wall to Bad.
No, it was way before Bad, from Off the Wall to Thriller. From Off the Wall to Thriller, it shifted.
Thriller actually brought about the nose shift. Hey, we gonna pause. Yeah. We ain't trying to upset nobody because we all MJ lovers. We all MJ lovers. But listen, damn it, follow the nose. Hey, we gonna pause. Come right back. See your mama radio live. Follow the nose.
Bye.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, 8941. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday. We're making our way over the hump, Relationship Wednesday. A topic tonight, murder or tragic accident. Toddler left in hot vehicle as we celebrate Michael Jackson's life here. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you as we prepare to roll into adult conversation. But just to conclude tonight's topic, a law enforcement officer, 34 years strong, you know, he's been in law enforcement, you know, when he heard about the details surrounding this particular case in Georgia, he said it shocked his conscience as an officer, as a father, and as a grandfather. You know, what the first respondents actually, you know, gathered from passersby and those who were bystanders on the scene when they started to gather information about what led up to that particular scene, it just didn't make sense. It did not make sense. So again, I think we're talking about a situation that needs just a fair investigation, a balanced investigation. I do agree that the situation itself is probably enough for the father to lose a child under the circumstances. However, you know, we just can't write this off as a mistake. You know, when we are negligent, we unfortunately have to be responsible for our actions. And so, again, topic tonight, very interesting one, very sensitive one. But as it relates to kids, don't leave them in the car, period. Just don't put yourself in a situation. And I know, you know, it's easier said than done. We're talking about after the fact. I mean, you have to be responsible. You have to be accountable. And you got to at all times be conscious when you have kids around. I don't understand this situation.
That's it. That's one for me.
Yep. I second that emotion. This is pure buffoonery.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Man.
Do not get it. Hey, we're back Friday, 9 p.m., then again on Monday, 9 p.m., and so thanks for rocking. We're 90,000 folk strong, and so thank you, people like Tiffany and others who chime in. Even though you're listening on the Internet, you know, we would like to hear from you more. We know you're listening, but listen, weigh in.
Every
you know,
time you
weigh in, you make it more interesting when you provide your perspective. We're going to
prepare
to mosey on into our adult convo tonight. We're going to pass the mic to that dude, Safe James, out of DMV.
Yeah. I'm not really going to be doing too much of a relationship topic tonight. I kind of want to get into something that kind of, you know, caught me off guard a little bit. I know we all heard about it, about this jackass that actually is the House Speaker of Congress, how he is suing the president for not executing the law to the fullest extent, without consulting with Congress for a lot of things. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I'm just like, come on, man. Like, what else are you going to think of? What else are you going to try to do to make it obvious, the obvious truth of what we already know, how you feel about the man? You know, we see when he makes State of the Union addresses or he addresses the House, how you sit right behind him, wishing that, you know, thinking about, damn, did I wash my clothes today? Did I mix my colors with my white socks? You know, we know you're disengaged. We get it. It's no secret. But it's like, come on, how far are you guys going to take it? And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not saying, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, shoot, it is what it is. I mean, we all know y'all don't like it. And, you know, from all of us to all of you, when it comes to this, I think we all collectively want to just, you know, say,
well, bust a cap up in your ass.
You know, because it's just,
It's foolish. It's just foolish. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I mean, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I don't know the whole story, but from what I was reading, you know, up on the article, it's just like, you know, a tic-tac thing, just some trivial minutia that just wants to be dug up and just thrown, just some mudslinging, just to kind of sell you the name a little bit. That's the way it looks from the evidence that, from the facts that I've been reading on USA Today and CNN.com and on actual CNN channel, whatever. It just kind of just throws me to see that they're still trying to, you know, give, you know, cast a shadow of some kind on whatever this man does. You know, it's just asinine to me. I mean, how do you guys feel about that?
I'd like for you to reload the round and rebust the same cap or an equally larger gauge of cap, because I'm pretty tired of him, too.
Yeah, okay, sister Ted, I got you right.
Shut up! Before I bust a cap up in your way.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, I got you.
For you, Speaker of the House, John Boehner, for you.
Yeah, that's right to you. Fake-ass Agent K-looking mofo.
Listen, this is my response to all of that on the Republican side, and really on all sides. Get ready to rock the vote. If you're not registered, get registered. It's going down 2016, November. Get ready. Democrat versus the Republicans versus the
Tea Party fools. Yep.
Baggers.
Teabag.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I see we got a 704 area code on here.
What up, Austin?
Is this Charlotte?
Hey, man.
Speaking
of
teabagging. Speaking of
teabagging. Oh, why are you always telling people what I'm doing and you and everything? I'm so sick of this. Oh, my God. So sick of this. Get to be yourself. we all are in agreement, though, that they just, from the time that President Obama was even brought on the scene, there has been dirt throwing. And the fact, what's so ridiculous to me is that President Obama did not start going around Congress until they started saying no to everything, even things that were beneficial to the people that had nothing to do with party sides or any of that. And the people, us, are the ones that were suffering, just like when they did the government shutdown. People were suffering. Not the people that made it happen were suffering. The people who put them in their seats were suffering. And so my thing is, why are you trying to sue them now? Why weren't you answering the question? Why wasn't this important? Understand this.
As they're preparing for him to go out, because at this stage of the game, they can't stop him. He's like a freight train on his way out of office, right? So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to hold him, you know, wherever they can hold him, catch him, get him. That's what they're going to try to do, because understand, he shifted the landscape and it's law for a while. They got an uphill battle changing some things. He shifted the landscape. So they want to punish him, will try to punish him, and it comes with the territory. So what I'm not doing, unfortunately, is I'm not sitting on the sidelines talking about, woe is me, Mr. President. Whatever. It comes with the territory.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, you got it right. You got to take the good with the bad, on especially in politics. But what people...
Because the president has benefited hand over fist in ways that we'll never know.
They all have. I mean, honestly, because they're all politicians when it comes down to it. But the thing, this is the part that kind of throws me off, is what are we going to be facing in 2016?
Time will tell.
And, And the reason why I say that is just like,
who's going to be running?
Exactly, exactly. Who's going to be running? And the fact that they were saying, okay, no more troops are going overseas, when in fact about 80 boots hit the ground like a couple days ago. They just sent some more to go out.
The troops are on their way back where they just came from, America. Let's not be confused. Hey, we're celebrating Michael Jackson's birthday. We're going to pause for the calls, get into this MJ jam, come right back. You in tune to TM Hyman and the crew. We'll be right back.
To the 20th, it's NoSleepSouthBeach.com. We got 5 events, 5 parties. It's going down. Make sure you go online, NoSleepSouthBeach, get your party passes,
and get your discounted hotel rooms. We're going to party all weekend. I hope you're ready. Hope you can keep up. Let's go. No Sleep South Beach.
No
yes.
Sleep.
Not at all. Welcome back. Yo, that was Michael Jackson. We beat it. You listen to Team Hyman Radio Live. I just want to say, I know about 200 of y'all listening that have slid y'all ass into a wall or something, doing a little, little slide move. You know what I mean? He'd be humping in the air and slid your ass right into a door.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that was the cat that was like right next to Mike was Eddie from New York Undercover.
Yeah. Okay, and Wesley Snipes was in that piece.
Yep.
No, Wesley was in bad. He was in bad.
Oh, in bad. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
he wasn't
okay.
On.
Yeah.
Hey, big up to everybody that supports us, that's listening. My family, my friends. Yo, I don't even know if my, like, with my little nephew, Head, Trinity, mm-hmm. Yo, Jay, Kennedy. Head. Man, there's so many. I got so many. Hey, just
did you say Head?
Much love to y'all. Much love to y'all and the families of everybody on this crew,
yes.
That's a part of this crew that supports this effort. Listen, it's about the, like, man, next level.
Did you just, I just want to know, did you just shout out Head as the family?
Yo, his name is Little Gary.
But oh, okay.
We used to call him Head because Head was much bigger than his body, but he grew into his head. He grew into it, so it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. And he's brilliant.
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
That you got to explain that to people, man. You know
exactly.
You got to explain that to people when they when
around,
like, hey, yo, hey, what up?
He's
like, hold on, nigga.
Watch him out.
Listen, very articulate. At the end of the day, he probably would prefer Lil Gary. Gary, man, he's brilliant.
They work better. Yeah.
Yeah, had nine. Explain.
You better be brilliant with a name like him. You better be brilliant.
Yeah, right.
Name
absolutely.
You better be
before the break. Comebacks.
Hey.
You know
back up, woman.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got a few minutes left. 917-889-3926. Hey, we about to get up out of here. Hey, thanks for rocking. Hey. Hey, I love this show. I love this show. I love this show. Hey, take us home.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. See y'all on Friday.
What up, Head?
What up, son? One of my favorite cousins.
I bet. Mine, too.
Wait. Is it?
It's Mike and Devon.
Yeah,
there
you anyway,
go. Me and Ray.
Remember my Babu contest is in full effect. I'm out here. Babu's out. You know.
There are ladies bring us no hairy, bumpy side boobs. We don't want
to
see that.
Yeah, none of that, man. We don't need to see little strands of hair around the areola, son.
No Sleep South Beach, July 18th and 20th.
Did you say the hairy part around the areola?
Hey, good night. We'll be back on Friday. Good night, everybody.
See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. Stuff radio show. See him, Hyman live.